Hello and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hello, Luis.
Hi, Adri. As always, excited to be here on a Tuesday.
Right? Yes.
But today is a bittersweet Tuesday.
Yeah.
We are recording our 15th English episode. We have a bunch of information about Friday programming and what that will be looking like next year. But we do need to take a little break for the summer. So this will be the last podcast we record for this school year. We're going to recharge our batteries and then we will be coming back on here pretty soon in August.
Yeah, hopefully early in August and get everyone excited about starting a new school year, right?
I am sure we're going to have a bunch of information about our brand new four-day school week that parents are going to want to know.
Awesome. Well, we finished another school year, and congratulations to all of the graduates who graduated at all the different levels, and wishing each one of them the best as they continue on their next steps in their lives.
You know, Adrian, so, got a chance to attend graduation, awesome. and it's always the highlight of my year.
Right.
When I get to see the culmination of our system and kids being so proud and the family.
Oh, so success stories. Beautiful day.
It was awesome.
Yes. And you know, when you know the kids and you work with the kids, you know all their own little successes, you know, to walk across that stage. Mm-hmm. And that's just exciting. All right. Well, we are not finished learning. We are hoping that for some students, the summer brings the opportunity to spend time with family and friends, but also that learning can continue in some form. For some students, that might mean attending summer school. That will be starting up shortly, and we're going to talk more about it. And we probably have lots of important things to talk about today with our parents. So let's get started with our first segment, Did You Know? So what new information are we learning about today?
Did you know that the Alamosa School District has partnered with Generation Wild, amongst other partners, to offer Friday programming next school year?
Generation Wild, what an intriguing name. Well, can you tell us more about this organization?
Well, I will let our guests tell us about Generation Wild. But okay. What I can tell you is that when we spoke to the experts regarding after-hours education, we heard that if our Friday programming looks like on Monday through Thursday, we might not be so lucky and we might have a low turnout. So what we also heard is that we need to get creative and come up with learning activities that are attractive to students. And Generation Wild is going to help us do so.
Awesome. You know, and learning just takes place in so many different areas, not just sitting at a desk. And so I'm excited to hear about it too.
The other thing, Adria, is when the four-day school week committee researched the four-day school week, we learned about the importance of Friday programming. We know that community will need a few years to adjust. We know that we have a portion of our community that will choose to stay home on Fridays, and that will be completely okay with them and their family. But we also know that we have a portion of our population who will need us, and we want to make sure that we provide the best learning experiences as well as meals and as well as love and care on those Fridays.
That's right. Alamosa School District, right? We are looking out for students. All right. So although we will have classes on 4 days, Fridays provide the opportunity for enhanced learning through these special activities that we're going to learn more about.
That's right. We're planning on running Friday programming from 8 to 3:30. We heard from parents that, you know, Fridays are tough. And we know that if we want parents to trust us with their students on Fridays, we need to educate them for the whole day so that it is helping with child care.
That's right.
We look at it as an excellent opportunity to provide our students with different learning opportunities.
And you know, I find it exciting as an educator. You know, kind of fills my head with fun things in my areas. You know, maybe it's time for, you know, do some extra theater work, maybe some advanced sewing or cooking, or maybe even some crafting for some of those kids. And I like that programming is going to run all day, which is going to make it so much easier for the parents.
Mm-hmm. We will be having 6-week sessions and where we'll be asking parents or students to commit to us. We're doing this because most programming has a learning progression leading to a culmination or fun learning activity. We also want to make sure that we come up with a system to account for students, our bus routes, meals served, and so on. There are a lot of moving pieces we're working on in order to be able to provide Friday programming.
Well, it looks like the district has a lot of organizing to do this summer to prepare for Fridays. So tell me, is this going to be free or is there going to be some fee involved?
Mm-hmm. We will be charging a minimal nominal amount for students to participate. There will be a chance to apply for a scholarship to waive fees, of course. We don't want the fees to stop any student from participating. But really, we're wanting students and families to commit to us for 6 weeks at a time. And we feel that by charging a small fee, we will get some commitment. We can't have students showing up on one Friday and not on the following Friday for several reasons. I mean, one of them, we are going to be asking parents to trust us, and we need to make sure that we have some way of counting them, making sure that they're with us, attendance.
Yes.
But also on the other end, with our partners, their partners are going to need some level of commitment in order for them to run the programming. And then, you know, we get into the bus routes, how much gas we're going to need, how many meals that we need to purchase ahead of time, and so on. So we are really going to be asking our families and students to commit to us for 6 weeks. And then after those 6 weeks, they want to continue. Great. We're going to have another round of programming for another 6 weeks. But if they want to choose something else, then they will have a chance to do so.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting school year. Mm-hmm. You know, new stuff all around. We're going to have that 4-day school week and then special Fridays.
That's right.
That's awesome. All right. Well, lots to prepare for. And now we know a little bit more. All right. Well, let's move on to our second segment, getting to know our schools. Let's learn more about school personnel. So today we're meeting somebody who's not part of the school personnel, but will kind of be, right, as we
sort of
work together. All right. So tell us.
Well, today I am beyond thrilled to have one of the many partners of Alamosa School District. Today we have Brian Pucciarella with us. Brian works with SLV Go and leads something called Generation Wild, which we began to talk about. And once I learned about what Brian and Generation Wild had to offer, we knew that we needed to partner with them to offer enticing Friday programming learning opportunities. And here you are. Welcome.
Welcome, Brian.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. So my name is Brian Pucciarella. I've been in Alamosa in the Valley since 2015. And so I came here originally to work for Adams State University in their adventure program.
Okay.
And to teach in their outdoor education major and minor. So that's what my background is, outdoor education and teaching kids how to be outside, how to grow them as leaders and do all these wonderful things in the outdoors.
Oh, I like what you're saying. Grow them as leaders. Okay. So, you know, if we're going to come back to that topic, if it's not addressed with Luis, I like that.
Yeah. What a better place to talk about learning outdoors than Alamosa. One of the things that I love about Alamosa and keeps me here 21 years after is the outdoors. It's the trails. It gives me a chance to just walk and decompress as well as, you know, work on my physical and mental health. So let's get right into it. We talked about Generation Wild. It's got a catchy name, but what is Generation Wild?
Yeah, definitely. So there's two layers to this. And I think first we need to talk about what the program is through Great Outdoors Colorado. So GOCO, or Great Outdoors Colorado, they put together this program back in maybe like 2014, 2015, with the goal of getting kids outside. So pretty simple goal, right? Let's get them off video games, back in the outdoors, playing outside, active, healthy lifestyles. Great Outdoors Colorado, they're funded through the state lottery system. So if you play the lottery, the proceeds go to GOCO, and they pump that money back into the outdoor recreation economy in Colorado.
Okay, good.
And so this is one of their programs that they fund. And so that's what the Generation Wild program is. And then we here have a Generation Wild coalition.
Okay.
So that is made up of 12 different partners. I think we might be up to 13 now.
Okay.
12 or 13 different partner organizations that all share this common goal of getting kids outside and then share some kind of funding through GOCO.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
So we all need to play the lotto a little more. I usually just buy scratch tickets during Christmas time, but I might have to get a few once a month or so. All right, Brian. So you talked about, you know, 12 partners. And I know that when I met with you and I started learning about all of these partners and what they do, I was just blown away about the possibility. But for our listeners, can you sort of talk to us about the different partners and the programs that they run?
Yeah, absolutely. The last like 8 years, Generation Wild, we've kind of operated in the background. And so if you have kids who go to school, they have probably been through a Generation Wild program, which is really cool. Some of our programs might see like every student in the Valley potentially. So we have some really popular programs like the pumpkin patch picking.
Yes.
So we've historically operated kind of in the background, but we're definitely gaining more traction, some momentum, and starting to step out into the spotlight a little bit. So I just counted, there's 13 partner organizations, and I had to write these down ahead of time because if I'm on the spot, I always forget one or two. So first up is San Luis Valley Great Outdoors. That's the organization I work for. And so we're kind of the umbrella organization for the rest of the coalition. And we're just kind of starting to get into some youth programming, specifically like Hispanic-oriented programming. Then we have Alamosa Parks and Recreation. They're one of our large partners. So if you saw us out there on Saturday at the Rio Trio Race, that was a GoCo sponsored event that Alamosa Parks and Recreation put on. And so they do a lot of fun events like that. Their stand-up paddle boards, tubes, outdoor programs, all of that is part of the Generation Wild programming. There's the Boys and Girls Club, is another one of our larger organizations. And specifically through them, they do year-round outdoor programming for elementary and middle schoolers. Then we have the Rio Grande Farm Park. They are doing this summer a kind of youth stewardship, kind of learning to farm program.
Oh, nice.
It's called Rising Stewards. So keep an eye out for that one happening through this summer. The next one is Rig Wiki, also known as Rio Grande Watershed Conservation Education Initiative, which is why we abbreviate it. They also have some really popular programming like the Pumpkin Patch I mentioned or the Summertime Conservation Camp. Mm-hmm. Or anytime if you've ever seen like this little trailer they pull around and teach you how water flows.
Nice. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So they do a lot more like water and conservation education. The Rio Grande Rattlers mountain bike team is a local competitive mountain bike team that's valley wide. So they compete against other communities and cities around the state of Colorado. And they got third place last year. So they're doing pretty good.
Nice. Yes.
Adams State Adventure Program is another partner, which is where I worked for 7 years before coming to SLV Go. And basically everything they do is related, right? Teaching kids teaching college students how to get outside, how to do all these cool activities that we love there, like rock climbing, mountain biking, ice climbing, whitewater rafting, kayaking, all the fun stuff. Alpine Achievers Initiative. They help supply us a lot of the AmeriCorps members that do programming in all the school systems around the Valley.
We've had awesome people at our school.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's through Alpine Achievers. Okay. And then they also do a program called Backyard to Backcountry. That's after school programming that's outdoor focused.
Okay.
All right. We're doing good. We still got some left, though. Creed Parks and Recreation. So our coalition is valley-wide. So Creed Parks and Recreation do similar programming to Alamosa Parks and Recreation, but just up in Creed. Mm-hmm. So they do a lot of cool stuff. Alamosa Bicycle Coalition is one of our newer ones. They help connect people with bicycles. So they do mechanic classes. You can go there and work on a bike, learn how to work on a bike, and receive a free bike from it. So they do a lot of great programming. Alpine Achievers Initiative is another one. Oh, I already mentioned them. Sorry. And then Southwest Conservation Corps is another one. And they do youth conservation corps in the San Luis Valley. So Alamosa has their own youth conservation corps, and there's a few throughout the valley. And they operate mostly in summertime, but if you're a high schooler, it's a really fantastic job, and you get to help maintain our trails,
oh, nice.
Which is really mm-hmm. special. And then last, one of our newest ones is South Conejo School District, who is an expeditionary learning school now. So they're doing a lot of really awesome stuff in the outdoors as well.
Wow. Quite a group, a large group with, yeah, but all focused outdoors.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Awesome.
So when I learned about Generation Wild and the programs that they offer, you know, I got excited because we do live in such a beautiful place.
Yes.
In summertime, in the fall, and even in the winter. So starting here with partnering with Generation Wild and some other partners, and then we plan to grow. But this is definitely exciting for us. Follow-up question. How does a partnership with Alamosa School District help Generation Wild?
Yeah, well, I would say the biggest way that y'all help us is you have all the kids, right?
Yes. So,
you know, traditionally we're trying to work after school on the weekends, kind of around the school system. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really big step forward for us because now we get to work with the school system.
Yeah.
And then opening up Fridays offers a full day that we can do outdoor
Absolutely.
Programming.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
For us, it's just a great partnership because we have experts in outdoor learning mm-hmm. and in what they do. And, you know, we talked about how, you know, they can expand their programming. And, you know, they've been really willing to talk to us about expanding some of their offerings from being really small to maybe still small, but take a few more kids. So we've done a pretty decent job at putting it on our website. This mm-hmm. past Friday, we sent just a basic interest inventory because we want to begin to gauge how many folks are actually interested in Friday programming
sure.
so that we can pass on that information to our partners and say, okay. hey, we have 1,000 or uh-huh. we have 200 kids. And how do we begin actually planning for those kids?
Is this going to include high school as well?
There are offerings for most age
on
groups.
On the Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, we're an educational institution, so we're about teaching and learning. So talk to us about your philosophy on learning and how does Generation Wild support it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great question. You know, when I was growing up, I was the kid in class who just couldn't sit still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as soon as you just put me outside, I was just better. I could concentrate on things, right? And I think that really set me up for what I was going to do later in my adult life, which is outdoor education and the learning philosophy of experiential education. So that's what my background is, working in universities for the last 15 years. It's teaching by doing and learning mm-hmm. by doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what the outdoors can offer kids is that really like hands-on learning experience.
Yeah, yeah. I tend to look at it like bringing the classroom to life. There's only so many things that we can do within a classroom with our resources. But when we begin to look outside and partner with, you know, folks like you guys, I think it's going to give us a really nice opportunity to bring our kids out and apply some of the things that they've learned in the classroom. So I'm definitely excited. I don't know if you guys could tell. All right, Brian, this is going to be really gaining the trust of the community parents because we are moving to a 4-day school week. And to some, we're going to be extending our hand and say, hey, trust us. This is going to be a really good program. Why should a parent choose to enroll their student in our Friday programming, specifically, you know, with one of your programs?
Yeah, thank you for this question. I think one thing to mention is all of our different partner organizations are longtime established organizations.
Mm-hmm, they are.
And so they've been doing this programming for a long time, just kind of in a different format than what we're stepping into next year. So they already have like a lot of these systems in place to manage kids from legal standpoints, any kind of liability, things like that. But I think the real benefit here is we're getting kids outside. That's mm-hmm. why they should enroll.
Yes.
We're promoting healthy lifestyles, teaching them new skills, self-confidence, all those things that come from like really challenging yourself in the outdoors and just becoming a better person for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited
about.
And
we're finding out more and more that some of the skills that kids lack are relationships, you know, how to maintain a relationship, and I think that you will provide that opportunity to do it outside of the classroom, you know, where it's a more relaxed setting, it's outside, not, you know, in the school building. And I think that this is also going to help those kids, mm-hmm. you know, in being with people, doing something with, you know, their peers. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Again, we're definitely excited. You know, like Brian said, yes, we have the kids and you have the expertise, and together, you know, between our buses and our meals, I think that we are going to create a great opportunity for our kids and our families. I'd like to share a little more about what we're thinking right now. We are thinking a full day for most of our programs with the Boys and Girls Club running their programming at our sites, most okay. of our sites also, you know, their site. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that we get kids on our campus first. So again, that we can account for them so that we can provide them breakfast. There will be learning happening at our sites for half a day. And then the Generation Wild programming will take place in the afternoons. Okay. So that's what we're trying to do. So again, I'm very excited, Brian, about our partnership. I'm glad I was connected to you. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Ooh, that's a good question.
All right, I'm going to let you think about it, but I have a question. Just in general, I think for both of you is, so let's say that I drop my child off mm-hmm. in the morning, okay? Now, when it's time to pick up my child, will I be picking them up at the school or would it be in a different place? Because I think that's yeah. important for parents to know.
Both. And this is okay. where communication is going to be key. Depending on the program, some programs are going to, deliver kids, for lack of a better word, from our school to the programming.
Okay.
And then they will come back. Okay. And some others are going to be picked up from wherever they might be. Some might be getting picked up from the park if they're working on a bike okay. or they took a bike ride. And again, that's why we want to make sure that we have the commitment from the parents and the students for 6 weeks, because we have our processes and our forms that we need filled out. They have their processes and their forms and their way of communicating. Right. So, we're trying to get ahead as much as we can. And that's why we began sending some information before we went on break. But this is going to be, again, very exciting, but it's going to take a high level of communication to make sure that all kids are accounted for, but also, learning, absolutely. Having a blast and growing.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you have your answer.
So I'll just add that we're trying to make this as easy as we can on the parents in the school system. We recognize that no longer having school on Fridays is going to be a large burden. And we're really working closely with the school system to make this just as easy as possible for parents. So we're really hoping we see good numbers from this so we can just do awesome, fun things outside.
That's yes. great. Yeah, that's great. Great. Okay. Well, we have a lot to talk about, I think. And so maybe we could, get started early in August
yeah.
and lay this out for the parents.
We will.
Okay.
We'll be back soon.
All right. Okay, well, Brian, thank you for joining us today. Any last words you want to put out there on the air?
No, thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
Well, thank you for sharing this super important information. And I would think that parents would be excited, and their kids would get excited when they learn more about it. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. All right, well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events. So summer school sessions will be starting up very soon. So let's talk about, Luis, those important dates and times.
Yes, in fact, summer school is starting next week. Our elementary summer school will start next Monday, June 5th. These students will be attending summer school at Alamosa High School. Since HVAC work is happening in all of our schools except our high school.
Okay.
And it's already begun. Secondary students will attend Adams State University, as we mentioned before, starting on June 12th. So it is here.
All right. Well, parents, if you got that invitation for your child to attend summer school, send them and let that learning continue. And for those kids who aren't in school, then maybe learning's going to happen outdoors in some fun activities around the community. Or maybe we're going to continue to read. High school students, we'll have some summer reading to do. All right. Well, that does it for today's show. Today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us, not just today, but all this school year. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.